What is another project that you're working on?
Well, we're using an adaptation of the technology that we've developed for the carbon transformation project. In this project, we developed a unique biological reactor system that mimics the structure that you would find inside a cell that allows you to incorporate metabolism. What we've done is we have adapted what goes on in this reactor to convert a waste product, whey, into a specialized sugar product, which is very, very valuable and which has extraordinary nutraceutical properties. It is probably the most expensive and a principal component in baby formula. And it's one of the reasons why baby formula is so expensive. It coats the stomach of the child and allows them to be more tolerant for digestion and helps provide some level of resistance to infection and disease. And its properties are well known. And if one would go to, for instance, the Abbott site and you look up the galactic oligosaccharide, and you'll see a whole video on why they incorporate that into the baby formula. But again, this is very, very expensive. A couple of tablespoons of this is $6 or $7. The idea, though, is that this valuable product, if we're able to produce it much more cheaply, can have a wider range of uses. So what we've done is use this biological reactor system that we have to transform this waste product into this very, very valuable nutraceutical. And we think that our process now is about 12 times more efficient than the best available commercial process. And our goal is to get it 100 times more efficient. And if we're able to achieve that, it opens the door of applying it to a wide range of markets. Again, the markets which I'm looking for is animal feeds. Animal feeds associated with veal production and with the production, again, of swine. Both of these to provide a nutraceutical benefit, to provide healthier animals, and to enable those animals to be more productive in terms of their growth, and at the same time reducing the cost of their production and the reduction in the use of antibiotics.
Let's just go back to the baby formula use for whey for just a moment, because you did say that it's very expensive at the moment to actually produce the whey. What is the problem with baby formula and the way it's formulated now?
Well, it's not a problem of producing the whey. The whey is the production of the cheese, and it's just a waste product. The expense is the production of the galactic oligosaccharides, and that's an expensive process, and it's one of the principal cost components of baby formula, which is one of the reasons why all the moms and dads are there who buy it, and they can't believe how much it costs. That's one of the primary reasons why it costs so much. And so the idea is if I can reduce that cost dramatically, it reduces the cost for local Canadians to buy in baby formula, but also reduces the cost and makes it much more available to developing nations to be able to have high-quality baby formula that they can use for growing infants.
So how much would you be able to reduce the cost, do you think?
Well, I'm hoping for a factor of 100 reduction in cost. So I'm hoping to go from $7 for 100 milligrams or so to 7 cents.
So how would you actually do this? What do you do in this process?
What we do is we use an enzymatic reaction inside of this specialized biological reactor that we developed. And the reason why we get this efficiency is that we use nanotechnology to keep all of the reaction components very, very close to one another. So it requires less of the enzyme, and the rates of reaction occur much more rapidly. And so you're able to do in 35 minutes, which takes 7 hours to do in a current reactor. And that change in time represents money. And it also affords an opportunity of converting it from a batch process to a continuous process. So you have less waste product that's unreacted and be able to transform all of the product into the commodity, in this case, galactic oligosaccharide, that you want.
Now, you're referring to the way it is right now, is as a waste. So how much of it is actually wasted?
Well, they're always looking for something to use with it. Whenever you have a waste product that people perceive it as having some value, but they really not quite know what the value is. You know, there are other opportunities for using it, but they're all very, very low value, low commodity type of activities. Drying it to make whey protein powder. I mean, there's a number of different things that people could do with it. But, you know, what we're looking at is transforming it into something which is a inexpensive commodity like table sugar, and make it so that the active performance of it is nutraceutical. So basically moves it from one marketplace to a different marketplace.
You refer to this as being a continuous process, something that you would like to see happen. So is it the sort of thing that you could have the machinery or whatever on site, or would everything have to be transported to one place? And is this something that you would make in Alberta?
Oh, absolutely. It would be done at a milk and cheese processing facility is where you would put this as an add-on to a milk and cheese processing facility. And so, absolutely, it will be done in Alberta. And we have an industrial partner who we're working with to develop this.
When do you see that being rolled out?
Well, hopefully we're going to see a pilot scale demonstration of it sometime in next spring.
Thank you very much, Carlo.
Oh, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me.